A funny thing happened on the way to the graveyard. A Critical Role fanfic, written by Impossible Truths. Read by Black Glass. On a warm spring day, when soft pastel petals drift down from the freshly budding trees, and myriad bright flowers carpet the earth, Percy is stealing. To be fair, he doesn't realize he's stealing, and it's probably not a verdict that would hold up in a court of law. But it's the principle of the thing. He crouches over a bed of flowers, tucked between the sidewalk and the street, carefully picking a bright bouquet. Crocuses and daisies, an Indian paintbrush and baby blue eyes. An assortment of vivid wildflowers.
They better be fucking beautiful!
Percy turns around so fast, his glasses slip down his nose, and he pushes them back up with one finger, to stare at the dark-haired woman scowling at him out of the front window at the upper floor of the duplex, who he is, quite unintentionally, he would assure you, stealing from.
Pardon?
Whoever the fuck you're planning on giving those flowers to?
I wasn't...
Don't think I haven't seen you out there before. I do have eyes, darling.
I haven't...
He hasn't been out here before, he wants to say. But to be fair, he has. Not often, certainly. He doesn't make a habit of it. But now and again, he has stopped to pick a bouquet, before continuing on. And the wildflowers in front of this particular house are always so numerous and bright and... Still, it's the principle of the thing.
It seems I owe you an apology, he says to the woman in the window. I hadn't realized there were anything but untended wildflowers.
Well, they're my untended wildflowers, which you are stealing.
That's stretching it a little, he wants to say. But he is a gentleman, so he doesn't. Instead, he straightens his jacket and says,
I'm sure we can come to some sort of agreement.
Tell you what, says the woman leaning out her window, and Percy can almost see the light bulb going off as an idea comes to her. How about you let me come along to see if they're worth it?
Percy doesn't follow.
I'm sorry?
Oh, you know, to make sure whoever you're planning on wooing is pretty enough to warrant flower theft.
Oh no. Percy isn't...
I'm not sure that's a good...
Perfect. Trinket needs a walk anyways.
Stay right there. I'll be down in a moment.
Who?
He doesn't even have time to open his mouth before the window slams shut, and Percy is left standing on the sidewalk, feeling a bit as if she has just run roughshod over him. And he now has a problem. How is he supposed to tell this lovely woman, he doesn't even know her name, that these flowers are not for some pretty young suitor? He's still trying to find the most polite way to word his explanation when she saunters out the front door, a dog in tow.
Good heavens, says Percy without thinking. That dog is enormous.
This is Trinket, says the woman, patting the giant, humongous even, brown Newfoundland at her side.
You can pet him. He's very sweet.
Right. Percy eyes the teeth as he gingerly reaches out to pet the dog. The dog slobbers all over his hand.
Vexalia, says the woman, as he fishes a handkerchief out of his pocket and cleans off the dog slobber with quiet aplomb.
He does have manners.
And you are?
Percival, he says, tucking the handkerchief away. He considers shaking her hand, considers the dog slobber, and makes the sanitary decision.
A pleasure.
So,
where are we going, Percival?
This is his cue to explain. He takes a deep breath and stifles the urge to fix his glasses. They are already on straight.
I'm very sorry to have stolen your flowers, but I'm not going to meet anyone.
Vexalia arches one eyebrow.
Well, now I'm even more curious.
He should say no. He should say this is private. He should tell her politely, his mother raised a gentleman after all, to fuck off. But she stares at him with one arched brow, eyes twinkling and smile a challenge, and Percy cannot find the words. He finds himself instead offering his arm to her.
On your own head, so be it.
Oh, now that's ominous, she says with a laugh,
and she slips her arm through his, without the slightest hesitation. "Shall we, darling?" It is surprisingly nice, actually. The enormous dog sniffs at lampposts and fire hydrants, and comes along when Vexalia calls. She chatters idly as they walk, asks if he's from the neighborhood. He's not. And if he knows the landmarks. Only a few. And how often he comes through. Once a month or so. She doesn't ask where they're going. Percy almost wishes she would. As they get farther along, pass from the up-and-coming, which is real estate agent for underserved and ramshackle, neighborhood, into the nicer, neater, practically a gated community neighborhood up the hill. Vexalia's chattering starts to slow. "You don't live here, do you?" she asks, with something not entirely unlike awe. "No. Not for a long time now, though he knows these streets." "Girlfriend's house?" tries the woman. "I haven't got a girlfriend," Percy says patiently. "Boyfriend's house?" "Nor a boyfriend." Vexalia falls silent. "Where are we going?" she asks finally, as they crest the rise of the hill and stop before a wide expanse of green, neatly mowed grass, stretching beyond the wrought iron fence and gravel path snaking away through rows and rows of tombstones. "I'm visiting my family," says Percy, standing at the entrance to the cemetery, almost apologetic. Vexalia yanks her arm away. "You're what? I tried to tell you. What kind of sick joke is this? It's not. You could have fucking said something!" Her dog stares at him, ears back, and Percy holds up his hands. He's still holding the bouquet of stolen, yes, he knows, wildflowers. "You're right," he says. "But I rather appreciated the company." She falls silent, and Percy can almost see her weighing her options. Her eyes narrow. "It's a shitty thing to do." Percy blinks behind his glasses. "You insisted you were coming along." She sighs and reaches out to pet her dog. His ears go back up, and he settles onto his haunches. "I suppose I did." For a moment they stand there, wrong-footed and quietly apologetic, and then Percy clears his throat. "I don't suppose you would be willing to accompany me a little further. Or perhaps that's rather morbid." He can feel the flush creep across his face. Damn his pale complexion. No, if you want. "I'd like the company," he tells her honestly. "It would make a nice change, to talk to someone besides the dead." She hesitates, and Percy thinks, knows really, he has overstepped. A stroll through the neighborhood is one thing. Asking a stranger to accompany you to pay respects to your deceased family is another entirely. But Vexalia slips her arm back through his, a little more subdued. "Then certainly," she says, wrapping her dog's leash around her wrist with a determined sort of certainty. "And perhaps later. Not now, of course, but maybe tomorrow. You can pay me back for the flowers you so rudely stole. Coffee, say?" Percy has to smile at the audacity of the request. He finds it surprisingly endearing. "I think that could be arranged. Shall we?" "After you, Percival." "Please, call me Percy." She smiles at him, less teasing and more warm. Percy's stomach twists. "Vex." As first dates go, they agree later. It's not the strangest. Probably. End of story. Thanks for listening.